This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
They said it. A quick back and forth on everything they said in sports over the weekend coming up in 15 minutes at 7:20. A lot of Celtics, a lot of Knicks, a lot of other stuff in there as well coming up in just a little bit. News with Courtney at 7:45 this morning. And we will learn how the petting zoo employee found out that you don't roughhouse with the animals. During the news at 7:45 this morning. And then I'm calling it Pokemon R, very own Pokemon Savant, V, a legendary Pokemon Savant from PAX East at the Boston Convention Center over the weekend. Shime versus this individual at 8:20 on this morning's show. And like everywhere else of late, Shime very confident about this battle between he and the guy that Jackson found, or the guys that Jackson found at PAX East this week.
Zero doubt in my mind.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I'll take it home.
All right. And then I made note of this earlier, but Courtney and Wiggy and I are on our way to the airport. So at about 9:10 or thereabouts, you will get a rare weekday Ken and Curtis hour. From 9:15 until 10 o'clock or whatever, Curtis.
Look out.
Okay, look out for that.
Ken is edgy.
But we have leads left, including one from Wiggy. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So over the weekend was, obviously we know about basketball, but flying under the radar was a bunch of rookie mini camps, and the New England Patriots had theirs. It's good to see Vrabel out there holding the pads with some of those guys. But the interesting part is the NFL schedule will be released on Wednesday. But the New England Patriots, based on some early reports of the NFL schedule, have the third easiest schedule this upcoming season.
Okay.
And they're going to have 8 home games and 9 road games. But their winning percentage of their opponents that they're going to be facing this year is 42%. So we're all talking about what Vrabel potentially could do in his first year as coach. What better way to be your first year, to be adding to this team, and then have the third easiest schedule in the NFL?
10 wins on the table?
I had him at 9. I could see
Curtis,
that being 10.
Shime, oh, it's got on the table.
Mm-hmm.
10 is on the table.
It's,
all right.
Yep.
So the the teams that you look at, like some of the easier games that you're going to have, obviously the Jets. You're going to get the Colts. You're going to get Tennessee. You're going to get the Bears. You're going to get Jacksonville. So you look at some of those. You're going to get Arizona. Like, these are some of the teams that you're going to be able to have that might be able to put you in a position where Vrabel can have this team contending for a playoff spot. The AFC East, it's going to be tough because Buffalo is, you know, with Josh Allen and what he's able to do, like, they potentially are the new Patriots of the East.
Uh-huh.
But now it's more about, okay, you good enough to be a wild card team.
Okay.
And based on your schedule, It's going to be pretty easy, so you should be able to win some football games.
Okay, Wiggy, thank you very much.
You got it, brother.
We talk about this from time to time on this show. Those that are wagering on sports and the out-of-control manner in which they reach out on social media and other in other forms to players who have somehow disappointed them or cost them some money. Over the weekend, however, though, I think it went to a new low. And Lance McCullers Jr. Had a rough start over the weekend and spoke afterwards about what happened to not only to him, but to his family, to his kids on social media.
It's been a tough evening. I understand people are very passionate and people love the Astros and love sports, but threatening to find my kids and murder them is a little bit tough to deal with. So just as a father, I think there have been many threats over the years aimed at me mostly, and I think actually one or two people have from other issues around baseball actually had to go to jail for things like that. But I think bringing kids into the equation, threatening to find them, or next time they see us in public they're gonna stab my kids to death, things like that is tough to hear as a dad.
It's terrible.
That's banana land.
It's like I don't know how you fix it, because it seems like sports fans are so great. There's so many great things that happen at sporting events and bring people together. But it seems like we've fallen off the deep end with people and the way in which they interact with players.
Because they're losing money, I guess.
I told you this was going to happen.
You said this is going to happen.
Yeah, remember I was like, there's going to be all these, and these are not like the diehard gamblers, the ones that we call the degenerates. These are the ones that throw $100 on there and probably are like, I don't want to lose $100. And then they lose and they go right to social media.
But isn't this more a social media issue than it is a gambling issue?
Yeah, but I think with gambling being legal now.
Right, I think they're tied together.
Yeah.
I don't blame social media for it. But Courtney, you said, what do we do? We publicize these people's names.
That's all we can do.
We publicly shame those that attack the child of a baseball player because you lost a bet on him.
But then they'll say that's doxing.
I don't care.
I agree with you. Remove the doxing rules.
Social media, we are able to live the difference because we have the privilege of going to, when you guys go to Bermuda, when we're at the Trading Post a week from Friday, like we meet people. And they'll say good, bad, and different, but what you get when people are behind a screen name is totally unhinged.
Right.
And for so long, Greg, I was like, don't validate it. Like, just ignore it. But if your kids are being threatened.
Well, that somebody in the Twitch chat was saying, come on, dude, they're not going to stab your kids. They're not actually
easy for you to say if it's not your daughter that's being attacked.
Yeah, and you can never trust the psychos.
You get mad at Greg about his haircut.
That's why I had said this. If I ever ran for president, or the one law that I would put into place for all social media platforms is you have to put your real name in order to have a profile. You have to have your real name. Maybe not your address, but you got to put your driver's license up. So there'll be no...
Make it like the real ID.
Yeah, there'll be no more like, box cutter 15. You don't know who that is. Everybody has to put their real name. And so you know exactly who it is from their social media. And that's what, this is one area where I would have no issue with the government stepping in and going...
We control this now, and it's got to be your actual name.
Mm-hmm.
And then Curtis is right. We can publicly shame people who are threatening to kill a Major League Baseball player's kids.
But know that it wouldn't happen now. Like, it would remove that problem because nobody who's actually going to be accountable for the words they use would publicly say to a baseball player, I'm going to stab your kids.
Right. And we don't control what you say, but we do control the government. In order for you to have a social media account, you have to have your real name and all that other stuff, so we know exactly who you are.
Well, it's like anything in life. You can say whatever you want, but there's going to be consequences to what you ultimately say sometimes.
Yeah. But it's easier to say things when it's just a burner account.
Yeah, Twitter egg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chime, can you weigh in on that video that is floating around of Draymond Green saying that the spread is 5.5 to the guys at the end of the game?
I haven't seen this.
Okay.
I heard that over the weekend, but I couldn't find
it. I saw it.
Okay, you saw the video?
Yeah, I mean, he's saying it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, maybe he's just informing the fellas what the spread is at the end of the game. I mean,
but he would know, though.
Greg was worried about a different spread post game at the show, but
I mean,
I could see him doing that as like a hot old move, because like when we played against the Rams, we knew what the spread was. So you maybe jokingly, what'd he say, like miss the free throw or make it or something like that?
Yeah,
I could kind of.
Well, they went out and I think they went out and got a three right afterwards.
Yeah, I could see.
I
could see him busting balls
that. There it is. It's on Twitch and on YouTube right now. So
I mean, he definitely knows.
And he actually makes the 5.5 with the fingers and the...
He has his own podcast, and I bet it's by some type of like betting company that is the sponsor of it.
But is that not a problem?
That's a massive problem.
You know what? When I see Draymond Green, I say, I need to hear more of him.
But you don't think... I know these guys know, but like Shime said, it's very difficult because nowadays guys do get when they. Who was the basketball player that tried to finagle his or bet on himself on the unders? Like they
wasn't
catch
that Terry Rozier.
No,
or it was a different Heat player, wasn't it?
No, it was. I thought it was a Toronto Raptors. player.
Dude was playing for the Raptors.
Yeah, I thought it was somebody's brother.
Terry Rozier was under federal investigation for suspicious betting patterns, but
talking about Jonte Porter.
Yes. So you know nowadays, like in Asham, I think you've said it, it's very difficult because they know who you are, and if you are a player, they'll ultimately catch him.
Circle back to Shime's reaction to any story involving something negative associated with gambling?
No, I just think it's...
The immediate... the gambling's not the problem.
First of all, I was not that reactive. Second, I simply posed the question, isn't this more of a social media issue?
Right.
And it is, because prior to social media, you never heard of this stuff, because people
didn't
have a
platform to
say it.
I'll give you 3-1 odds, it isn't the fault of the social media company.
I think social media plays into it, and the fact that there's way more people now that just can go on there and legally bet. And so when you have the legal bettors out there that don't bet for a living, they say dumb stuff.
All right, those are our leads. We're going to get to They Said It coming up next. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Celtics have game 4 tonight in New York after taking game 3 on Saturday, 115-93. Peyton Pritchard led the way on Saturday with 23 points. Jason Tatum behind him with 22. Sam Hauser is the sole guy on the injury report. He's listed as questionable. We had two other playoff games last night. The Thunder tie up their series with the Nuggets, and the Pacers lead the Cavs 3-1. The NBA lottery draft is tonight at 7 p.m. The Utah Jazz, Washington Wizards, and Charlotte Hornets each have the highest, a 14% chance of landing that number one pick. The Red Sox beat the Royals 3-1. Taking that series, Rafi Devers and Willy Abreu both homered in this one, while Lucas Giolito. I choose you! Struck out 5 over his 6 2/3 innings. The guys in Detroit now to take on the Tigers. First pitch at 6:40. Lou Maloney will join Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And in the NHL yesterday, Dallas leads Winnipeg 2-1 in their series, and Florida ties up their series with Toronto with a win last night. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Strawberries, blueberries are fresh in and on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, get 1 pound of strawberries or a pint of blueberries for just $1.97 each when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Hurry, sale ends soon. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Greg, by the way, I have never seen Castle Island more crowded in my life than it was yesterday.
Oh,
perfect day.
Because of the moms, probably a lot of people taking mom for a hot dog, I would imagine.
How would you feel as a mom if your husband brought you to Sully's?
It's the effort, Curtis.
Okay.
That's what counts.
Got it.
It's the effort.
46 degrees in Boston, afternoon high, gorgeous, 74.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they are honoring those who built this city of Boston. So whether it is somebody you know who has helped to build it or is driving to help to build it or is just caring for our city, please nominate them, and you can do that when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. That's WeBuiltThisCity.com. They could win $1,000 cash and a great prize package from the incredible team at Ketch's Law. Where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, Celtics with a big win over the weekend in Game 3 against the Knicks. Joe Mazzulla talked about embracing the darkness after the game. Here was our guy, Coach Joe.
At the end of the day, we got a test in front of us, and I got a group of guys that, you know, I wouldn't want anyone else to be able to go through that. So this is the fun part. You don't get into the journey for it to be easy. So it's been, you know, it's been dark, but in a good way.
Dark? How dark? Like, what's that mean?
I mean, like, just you just got to tap into your darkness, and that's it. Like, so we got to do it. And that's it.
Yeah, the darkness, okay. Curtis. The darkness and the duality. Don't forget about the duality.
He's like Bane from like the Bane. Dark Knight.
Yeah,
I was born in the darkness.
I mean, if they do what they did on Saturday the rest of the way through, then the series is theirs.
Like Asham alluded to, they don't even got to do what they did on Saturday, where they shot 50%, you know, almost 50% from 3-point land. If you shoot what you normally shoot, they normally throughout the season shoot about 35-36%. If you shoot 30% from 3-point line, you win the game. Like, that's all you have to do. And the one thing that neither Tatum nor Brown have been able to do in this series, where it has to be coming because that's what you expect, is just be as good in the second half as you are in the first half.
Yeah.
And that's kind
of
the...
Well, we were texting during that game Saturday, all of us, and they had a 26-point lead going into the fourth quarter. I'm sure that, you know, like me, you were like, all right, are they going to be able to hang on to it? And they did.
Right.
And so you know, if that's the Celtics team that keeps showing up, if that's the team that shows up tonight, then not worried.
No, and then you win tonight. And then now the momentum and everything is back to you, because Game 5 is back in Boston on Wednesday night. You go up 3-2 in that series. That's why I still believe in that the winner of Game 3, which is the Celtics, is going to win this series.
It's been No, it's been dark, but in a good way.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally?
I mean, like, just you just gotta tap into your darkness.
You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it, molded by it.
I was born in it.
You've got to get your guy, the T-shirt guy, to make some darkness shirts for Joe Mazzulla. Like
Joe Mazzulla as Bane.
Yeah, Marlon. Yeah, we can get on that. Ooh, yeah. I like that. Joe Mazzulla Bane.
Well,
awesome.
They did it with the town, so last year.
Have him not calling a timeout.
I was born in the darkness.
Right.
Tom Hardy, such a great actor.
I was born in it. Molded by it.
And then we can do one for Tom Thibodeau because he looks like a twice-divorced fertilizer salesman from Framingham who is living at the Red Roof Inn.
Jeez. Yeah. What?
Shots at Framingham.
Yeah. Never married Tom Thibodeau.
Yeah, you didn't have to kill him. 7:30.
He's got
to
let the hair go, though. He's trying, still holding on to the comb over.
Oh, man.
It's like four strands.
It's just kind of what he looks like. No offense.
Must be nice being perfect, you two. Jeez.
Oh, no, these guys.
Let's be real. Greg's never been inside a Red Roof Inn. He has no idea.
I mean, as a bald man, don't you either go with the George Jefferson and let it be bald rather than try to go with, you know, the 4 or 5 strand, double
the comb
space.
Over is tough.
Yeah, the double space sentences, like, you know, each.
There's so many ways to take care of that nowadays, too. Like,
yeah, go see Dr. Lennon.
Yeah.
And he gets sweaty during the game, as one would.
Okay.
And he puts product in there, too.
Greg
like,
knows
to
all about getting
down.
Sweaty.
Right.
I do. Yes, I do.
he puts like hair gel in there to keep those 4 or 5 strands down.
Uh-huh. I liked Angry Al having words with Brunson a little bit during that game on Saturday.
There was a little bit of words. And then, hey, listen, I remember Rick Brunson when he played at Salem High School. Boys, I would love to be coach my kids' team and jump right out. You see the father was right on the court with him?
All right, what's next, Shai?
Next, let's go to Jaylen Brown. Talked about getting in the paint and how that's his job and how he might just be the best in the NBA at it.
Yeah, I think, that's my job is to, you know, I don't think anybody on our team or maybe even in the league can get into the paint like I can, especially when I'm moving and my body's feeling the way it should be. So that's my goal is to just get in the paint, finish, make them help, make them collapse, and then just find my guys for just open reads and play from there.
I like it. Get in the paint. He can get in better than anybody. He ain't lying. He gets in there. He gets physical. Get in there. Just do a better job when they do collapse. Kick it out to those open guys. I don't mind the open threes. I'm there for them all day long. I just don't like the dribble pull-ups, the step backs, the step to the sides.
Yeah.
You know, that's not what they do well, you know?
No. But you brought it up. You got some help from Peyton Pritchard. I mean, that was a great game for him on Saturday.
Yeah, he stepped up
when he needed to.
Yeah, that's what you need from him being the sixth man because it seems like the Porzingis thing is, I don't know what's going on with him. So you're going to need one of those guys to step up when, you know, the two Jays maybe might not be having their best games. And Pete Pritch, he did that.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, we can hear from Jason Tatum, who after the game opened up a little bit about dealing with criticism for being the guy on this Boston Celtics team.
You know, you understand what comes with being that guy, right? I live a great life. I ain't going to lie. I make a lot of money. I take care of my family. I've been able to experience a lot of things. But you also have to accept what comes with that, right? I get a lot of praise. I get a lot of credit. I get a lot of accolades. But, you know, I'm not perfect. There's times where, you know, I've needed to play better. I needed to do more. And, you know, that's what comes with being, you know, that guy. So just understanding that. And it's not, you know, that people don't just criticize me. There's a lot of people that came before me that they criticize. And it's going to be people that, you know, come after me that they criticize. And, you know, for me, it's a sense of joy that I play with, right? You know, coming into a game, you know, with an angry face and mad at the world, that's not who I am. That's not when I play my best. So I always say you got to be the same person when things are going great and when things aren't going great. You know, you can't switch up. That's the, you know, it's the character of a good man. I know who I am. I know what I'm capable of. I know what I can do. And I know what is needed on each possession in order for us to win.
I love it. I love that he's steadfast.
Yeah.
And he's not going to change. That's great. I will say one thing, not against Jason Tatum, but for the second game consecutively, they've had Jaylen Brown mic'd up before the game. And like leading into that game on Saturday, it's him in the huddle that's like getting everybody fired up.
Yeah.
So
that's his personality.
Is what you're saying?
I've been on that forever. But that's
I think his personality.
Agreed. And that's fine that they can have different personalities. I'm just saying that I think that Jaylen Brown is the leader of this team due to personality.
Yeah, that his personality. He's more of the outgoing leader of the team.
Yep.
When we look at the basketball play, Tatum is the leader when it comes to the play. I would agree with the vocal guy is Jaylen Brown, but that's who he is. That's his personality. And that was a good thing by Tatum because he's like, this is who I am.
I'm not going to change.
Even though I love Kobe, Kobe's personality and my personality are completely different.
Right. So I think that's what, when you're a fan, that is what can bother you about Jason Tatum. Mm-hmm. Like you want in the last couple of minutes of a game when you're down by two or whatever the scenario is, you want him to be fired up like, you know, Larry Bird.
But that's not who he is, though.
I understand that. I'm just saying that can bother fans.
Fans should know better. Like fans should know people's personality. If you're watching it and you understand like Bird's personality is different than McHale's or Robert Parrish's. So you should know, like, each player's. You know, Troy Brown was an unbelievable leader, but he didn't say much. He didn't say much at all. He led in a different way, by example, by how he worked. Willie and Lawyer Malloy were more of the outgoing vocal leader. So yeah, you just
right,
kind of.
But that's why KG was so beloved, that, like, he represented the fans' enthusiasm on the court.
Right.
And there is a way in which doing that makes fans feel like you care as much as they do. And that's where this comes in. But if they win again, the Tatum stuff will just go away. But also, I mean, to be fair to Tatum, like, they've been critical of you because you haven't been as good in the regular season and the postseason as you've been in the regular season.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, if you played the same, nobody would be ripping you. Not, it's only your demeanor's only brought up when your play doesn't meet your level. That's it.
This is Mike from Boston. Hey, Mike.
I've seen Bob Ross get in the paint more than I have Jason Tatum. Am I the only one?
Great Bob Ross reference.
Love it.
But, I mean, he's it's not his role.
Yeah, he's got to work. That's one thing I'll say that he needs to work on is be – he loves the – when he does get –
he does the mid-step away,
yeah, the mid-step
jumper, which is okay.
Right, but I love
that's
to
better.
See, right, I love to see him be more physical in the sense of using your athleticism and being more of a bully ball. And
especially because you know he can do it. You watched him do it against Orlando constantly.
Right.
And he picked his one-on-one opponent and he would take them to the hoop every single time and he kicked their ass.
I'd like to see you do more of that. That's when I did my percentage breakdown of guys on how they shoot threes versus twos. That's mm-hmm. why Jaylen Brown, 70% of his shots are two-pointers and they're generally in the paint with a couple mid-ranges here and there, with 30% is from behind the three-point line, where Jason Tatum is like 50-50. I'd like to see Tatum be more like Brown. 70% of those your shots come from inside the three-point line.
All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, Wiggy mentioned during his lead that rookies have started reporting to rookie minicamp. One of those guys, Will Campbell, for your New England Patriots, was in the building on Friday and talked about what has surprised him the most about Foxborough. Here was our first round draft pick, Will Campbell.
Has anything surprised you up here since you've gotten up here? I know it hasn't been long, but
about Foxborough?
Yeah, or just New England in general.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's trees. I'd never been anywhere up here before, so I always thought, you know, this was a little bit closer to Boston and it was a bunch of big city buildings and stuff like that. So when I got out here and they picked me up from the airport, I said, dang, there's a lot of trees out here. I wasn't expecting that. So I'd probably say that.
Dang!
That boy country.
There's a lot of trees.
What a letdown.
They picked me up from the airport. I said, dang, there's a lot of trees out here. I wasn't expecting that.
He's like, we're how far away from the city? And you all live out here?
You guys told me, they probably told them, like, you know how when you ask somebody how long it takes to get somewhere and they want you to go to the place, they say, oh, it's like 10, 15 minutes and it's like an hour.
Yeah.
They probably told him that Foxborough was 20 minutes from Boston.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you ever watched a broadcast of the game, they're showing the Boston skyline on Sunday Night Football when the Patriots are playing 45 minutes away.
But he had no clue, though. I mean, I get it. You know, I had no clue what Georgia was like, you know, being from up here. He has no clue being from backwoods Louisiana. When he thinks anything, you know, near Boston.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's all buildings.
Yeah. Trees.
Good, yeah.
I can't believe there's trees.
They picked me up from the airport. I said, dang, there's a lot of trees out here. I wasn't expecting that.
Dying.
All right. What else? Anything else, Sean?
Yeah, we got one more for you here, Greg. Kevin Millar, part of one of the Red Sox championship teams, was unhappy with Rafael Devers' comments directed towards Craig Breslow and the Boston Red Sox. Here was Kevin Millar's reaction to Rafael Devers.
You came up as a young man, right? You came up and made the big leagues as a 19, 20-year-old, raking and stuff, and such a lovable guy. Everybody loves Rafi. And then right before you sign a 10-year, $313 million deal, lock in on that number. If I was to ask you, as ownership or the GM, if something tragically happens to any of your teammates, in other words, somebody blows out their patella tendon, and we were to ask you to move to another position or whatever we needed to win a baseball game and make this team better, would you do that before we sign this deal? And the answer would be 1,000%. Anything I would do, this is such a blessing. Thank you so much. Unbelievable. Anything for the team, right? We're all team players. Anything for the team. What has changed would be my answer or my question now. Hey, Rafi, I'm back here now. We need you to play first base. And the reason why I'm saying this, we got Yoshida sitting over there that went through an arm surgery, can't throw a baseball 18 feet, but he can hit. He could be our DH, buddy. He can be our DH. We could get him in the room and in the lineup and make our team stronger. And I need you just to go to first base and play some first base. I'm not asking you to be a Gold Glover. I'm not asking if you made four or five errors. That's on me as the organization. But I'm asking you to be a great teammate and a great team player who's already paid. Whole different ball game if this was your free agent year and you felt like I was putting you behind the eight ball and costing you money. That's not where we're at, brother. We're trying to win a championship.
I love it from Kevin Millar.
Yeah.
And he's not a great teammate. And Chime, I heard you doubling down on Saturday because I listened to you and Mego.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And doubling down on your lead Friday, you want Devers gone. You want them to trade Devers.
It doesn't feel like, and he's hitting really, really well, and that's great, but it doesn't feel like there is a desire to win with Rafael Devers. He just wants to make his money and play where he wants to play. He wants to be involved in all these, like, he wants to have say on the roster like he's Tristan Casas. And look, I think the Red Sox mishandled the situation. I think Rafael Devers mishandled the situation, but he just comes off like an entitled brat. And just like Vrabel said, I want to take entitlement out of the building.
I have one thing, though. I agree mostly with Scheim, and Devers hasn't looked good here. But it's kind of disingenuous for Millar to ignore that Devers already left third base. He's talking in the way that, like, if before you signed this deal, we asked you, well, he did move.
Right, he moved to DH.
He's already moved. Like, I just think that was a little, and it's also kind of tacky for an ex-player to, count somebody else's money like that. Like,
and then when you're an ex-player who's, like, kind of like a utility man who plays a bunch of positions, I think it's a little bit harder where, I think nowadays,
Lou feels the exact same way.
Lou very similar utility player,
yeah,
right?
I
think
so
it's
what?
Like, because it's harder for guys nowadays. I think a lot of these younger players are afraid of the embarrassment of moving and then going somewhere. And if you're Devers, he seems like and being so bad, where you're going to get criticized even more.
And he just figured out DH. Like, he just
started. There's nothing to figure out. You're just hitting.
In the beginning of the season, things were not great for him, and now he's performing much better. So I'm just saying, like, now that he's gotten into the rhythm, and that the rhythm was all I was told, they didn't want to screw with his rhythm by putting him to fill in for Bregman, so.
All right. Would his reaction have been the same if something, God forbid, had happened to Bregman and they wanted him to play third base?
I'm sure he would go do it.
Yeah.
All right.
He's played that before.
That's his position.
No problem.
Yes.
Yeah, that's his position.
Yeah, because it's what he wants, not what the team needs.
Exactly.
Well, that's his position.
That's the difference.
Exactly.
But baseball players are more than any sport, they have their idiotic routines.
Bingo.
They have to stay in them. I'm not listen, I would not have behaved in the way Devers did. I think he was wrong to publicly call out the GM. I'm happy that it was thanks to something said on the show. Good job, Greg Hill Show. But I was disappointed in that. But for someone like Millar to say this, who made his career out of being a vocal individual on the baseball team, it's kind of disingenuous for him to say that, just from my perspective.
All right, that is They Said It. News with Courtney coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We're going to start with 52-year-old Eric Slate. He was an employee at Five Star Farm. It's a petting zoo in South Carolina. He's also the owner's brother. And Eric was known for liking to go into the kangaroo pen and roughhouse with the kangaroos. Thought it was fun.
Okay, thought that was fun.
Yeah.
I believe they are an animal that likes to box
with
human beings.
And very strong.
Yes.
Kangaroos, very strong. Yes. Unfortunately, his body has been found inside of the animal enclosure.
Oh, boy.
After he was beaten to death by a kangaroo.
Oh.
It isn't clear which kangaroo killed Slate, but Five Star Farm, if you go on their website, they offer an interactive petting zoo experience with exotic animals, including camels, wallabies, and kangaroos. This may be the beginning of the end for Five Star Farm.
So you imagine what one kangaroo did to a man. Can you imagine what a gorilla would do to 100 men?
Good point.
Yeah.
What about, would you take one kangaroo against one gorilla?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd go gorilla all day long.
You would?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, gorilla all day.
But you're saying you'd rather fight a gorilla than a kangaroo? Or you're saying, if those two were to fight.
I would take, if I had a fight, a gorilla or a kangaroo, I would take my chances against a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Sean just bet $200 on the gorilla.
Apple is in the process of settling a $95 million class action lawsuit because people are saying that Siri is listening and recording you when it's not on.
Yeah, hello. We've talked about this. So they're acknowledging it finally?
Well, they're saying that they're not doing that, but they're going to settle. It's Lopez versus Apple is the lawsuit, and Lopez is saying that they then sell your information to other companies.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
So every time you're talking about something, it's like 3 minutes until you get an ad about it on the social medias or on your phone. That's obviously what's going on.
I agree.
Yeah,
they're saying that if you've owned an Apple device since 2014, you may be eligible to receive part of the $95 million.
Yes, sir. How much are we talking?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people are going to reach out.
$20 a device.
Oh, 20 beans?
Can I ask a question to the room?
Yes.
How is eavesdropping on everything we say for a decade only worth $95 million to a company worth like $4
trillion? Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I would renegotiate that puppy.
Yeah. Well, although
how much do you get if you've had the same iPhone since 2014?
You get a kick in the nuts.
It's a four.
$35.
See, that's your mistake. You should have bought more of them. and you would get more money back.
I like the eavesdropping element because then when I go to search something, I forget it. Yeah. And then as soon as I hit something, it comes up.
But it's getting so weird. I'll think about something now and it'll pop up on my phone. Like, I'm convinced that I'm chipped.
I'm telling
you.
Okay, you're paranoid.
I'm telling you. And I also like it. I like it. But it's like I'll think about something and then I'll get an ad for it almost immediately.
Well, I mean, we learned last week in your case, your mom is listening to you 24 hours.
Everything you're doing. She has a tracker.
Be like, damn, I was thinking about something I couldn't remember. And then as soon as it pops up right on my phone, I'm like, perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, so you should be able to opt into that if you'd like it. But people shouldn't be listening to you if you don't want them.
I don't mind.
Yeah. I will say, though, Apple has denied the allegations made.
Of course.
A video has gone viral of some world leaders meeting on a train. It's gone everywhere. I'm sure a lot of people have seen it.
This is wild to me.
Yeah, it's French President Emmanuel Macron. Germany's Chancellor Merz and Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Yeah. They're on a train. It looks like there could be a bag of cocaine and maybe a little spoon on the table.
Yeah.
And then they try to kind of grab them when the cameras are in there and they're taking photos.
Like, the German Chancellor is on the right. If you're watching this on YouTube or on Twitch, and you should be.
All right.
You should watch this show every day.
I'm watching it.
You got the German Chancellor. Mitch is going to have to run it back again. But he grabs what appears to be like a Coke spoon.
Yes.
And then Macron grabs the baggie, puts it in his hand secretly, and then transfers it to another hand and to his pocket.
Correct.
Like, what else could it be?
Well, Macron's office has taken to social media, and they denounce the claims that it was a bag of cocaine. Mm-hmm. They posted stills of the video saying it was a tissue.
A tissue?
Yeah.
I saw this before bed last night, and I couldn't fall asleep. Uh-huh. Like these guys, probably.
They were wide.
It doesn't make any sense to grab a tissue in that manner.
No.
It's not like
to hide it like that. Why would you care? Like,
they do let it sit out there for a decent amount of time.
Yeah, they ain't got Macron
guy's fiending. Sits down.
I mean, he can't focus on anything.
Right. He's wired.
He's looking for a bump.
Yeah, they're saying it's a tissue. So. All right.
Okay. It's just
rush for the yayo.
Look, he looks down right now. He looks down and he grabs it and he goes right under the arm.
All right. that's wild. Well, I guess they get more work done, though, Curtis, as politicians. Right. Like, stay up all night.
And we don't take cocaine seriously. It was at the White House, and we couldn't figure out who left it. It's the most watched building in the world.
We will get to the rest of the news, including Would Wiggy Eat It? And how Chicago is celebrating the new Pope in a sandwich, coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.